that this collaboration right here is probably the best ones to come out of South Africa in a very long time. It's Mikasa and Jimmy Nevis. It's called Feel the Love here on MFM 92.6. It's 3:15. Welcome to It Lunch on MFM. So listen, it's a Wednesday, and you know every single time on a Wednesday, 3:15, we do one thing.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
That is very much correct. And we have Mark Allen in studio. How are you?
Fine, yourself?
Also good, thank you. I almost didn't switch on your mic. I was like, I'm not going to sabotage you.
I'm getting good at this. Like, I sort of told you.
I saw that. Have you had a good week so far? How are you braving the cold? Because it's so cold today.
Yes.
Or has the weather changed?
No, it's still cold.
Okay.
It's still rainy. That's one of those things when you have to take the winter and take it.
It's not my favorite season, to be quite honest. But Mark, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about our SU Facilities app, what you can do with it, the WhatsApp desktop client, and the ransomware. So let's start off.
We're talking about the fact that it's exam time. A lot of people are stressed out about exams and timetables and all of that.
Yes. So it's been around from the beginning of the year, but we've got an SU Facilities app. You go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, and you search for either Stellenbosch University or you search for SU Facilities. And on that app, you'll find information about the campus maps, where all the buildings, floor plans about the buildings, but very cool and very specifically for this time of year, an exam schedule. So you fill in your student number and you select okay, and it brings back your exam schedule, and then it also tells you where it is, because often kind of write the first time a lot of people maybe write exams at Stellenbosch University.
There's
like June exams first time, and you're writing in the engineering building. So where is A402 or in the engineering building?
True.
And so you can then see where you write, click on it, it opens up the map, and you can actually, you know, if you really don't know where the engineering is, you can actually route the map to there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also open up the floor plan for that, and you can kind of have a look where is, you know, if you want to be super prepared before you get there.
That is incredible. And it's funny how you say that, earlier you were saying that it's been around since early January, but a lot of people are in panic mode now. So obviously you do need to get onto the app to find out all the details about exam venues and all of that. But my favorite one, Mark Allen, WhatsApp.
Yes, finally. Finally, they've got a desktop client that you can download, and it works. You know, I came in, I was excited about a year ago, and I said, yeah, they've got a web-based client, and we're thinking, okay, that's cool.
And
then they realized you have to have WhatsApp open on your phone.
Yes.
Now they've finally got a desktop client that you can download. It works on Windows and Mac. And you can do all your WhatsApping from your laptop or desktop computer.
Thank you for answering my dreams, WhatsApp.
Yes, finally.
Yeah. So you don't really have to have your device open for it to work on your computer.
No, not anymore.
That's incredible.
That's finally, that's what we're wanting.
I mean,
to be able to, you know, do something else and also have the WhatsApp open.
Yes.
It's very useful. Mm-hmm. And maybe one thing, it looks like they're close to releasing a video calling also on WhatsApp. So
Yeah,
so I think most all
don't
of
we currently have oh it's normal calling that they
normal
have currently
calling,
oh
yes.
Yes, I thought
so. We'll have video calling as well soon.
That would be cool.
Not sure whether that will be used that much in South Africa because we're struggling with the
I was about to say because it only works properly when you're like on Wi-Fi, because I've discovered that if you're voice calling
maybe you're like the only person in the Karoo underneath a cell phone tower that's got full HSDPA.
Only.
Yes.
And finally, what else are we talking about?
I think it's important to raise it again. One of the most devastating things to happen to you is if you're working on a thesis or you're working on an assignment and you get attacked by a ransomware. And ransomware is a kind of virus or a kind of phishing attack where they encrypt your entire hard drive.
You've told me about this earlier this year,
And it's not going away. It's getting worse. It's getting more people. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because it happened to someone I know, where they ordered something on Amazon and they got an email from supposedly Amazon saying, here's your tracking information. And you go, I did just order it.
And
you click on it, open up a document, and all of a sudden there's nothing in the document and the ransomware is installed.
As
with all of these kind of phishing attacks and the way they're doing it, it's important to be, you know about it, you know.
So, Mark Allen, what is the first thing we need to do about this? About these things? Can nothing happen after you click on that? That's literally the end of your data and all of that.
I think if you realize, you know, something is going on, it's important to really disconnect from the network. So your drive and on the, because that it actually goes and it encrypts all your disk space, everything, your network drive on the, at the university, everything. So all your documents, everything is lost. Because it even if you pay the ransom, because what happens, it says, right, please pay us, you know, 100 Rand or 700 Rand and we'll unencrypt your hard drive.
Yes.
But the problem is,
there's no guarantee that can happen.
You can pay 700 Rand, they don't give it to you. And that's it.
And there's nothing that IT Stellenbosch can do to recover your...
If we're lucky. I mean, what we often do is on the drive, we can maybe roll back, see if we can't roll back your data. That's been... But if you haven't done a backup, and, you know, that's a problem. So the only way to really protect yourself is to continuously do backups. Make sure that you know... what you're clicking on.
Yes.
And look out for it, because it's one of those, yeah, it's one of those things where we can really do nothing for you. The data is physically encrypted.
The truth. And talking about backing up, it's something that a lot of students, including myself, struggle with, because I remember in 2013 I lost all my hard drive information because I didn't back it up also. So yeah, I think it is important to back all your information up.
I think, for instance, in my friend's case, he used both Dropbox and Google Drive.
Yes.
And the benefit of that is, because it was synced to the cloud, they keep a copy of your data. So I think up to 30 days.
That's very lucky.
So they've kind of automatically back up it for you, but you need to be aware of it, otherwise you might just not do anything about it and you will then lose all those data. I mean, putting it in something like Dropbox, OneDrive or Google Drive is one of the easiest ways to back up all your stuff.
And
with this ransomware, it is something that we need to look out for.
Definitely, especially now during panic time for students on campus, handing in those assignments, writing tests and all of that. Make sure that you back up your information. Mark Allen, where can we find you on Twitter?
At the Mark Allen or at IT Stellen Uni.
And on campus, where can we find you, actually? Someone asked me this question earlier this week and I was so ashamed because I have you in studio every single week, but I don't know where to find you on campus.
There's no big board that says, please come, your IT here. But it's underneath the bridge, on the red.
By Admin A side?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, that's where the IT hub is, and you just walk in there and we can help you.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark Allen. You'll be back again next week?
Yes.
Or is it Tian next week?
Next week is me again.
All righty.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.